We'll call the Board of Supervisors back to session. We're on item 6C, County Administration and the Fire Safety Council of Siskiyou County. I believe Ms. Nova is the presenter here, and we'll have that online as well, the presentation.
Good morning. I'm Giselle with the Fire Safety Council of Siskiyou County. I'm the coordinator for that outfit. And I'm here this morning to give the supervisors an update on the county coordinator grant that they so graciously allowed us to apply for. The first slide, we're here to help our communities. And we do a lot of things, including writing grants for fuel reduction, for tanks, for education, and a whole lot of other things. And all of that has always been done mostly volunteer. And so next slide, please. So we had an opportunity to apply for a fire county coordinator grant, which would help us to pay for some of those things. And this is funded by CAL FIRE, and it comes through the California Fire Safe Council. And that and climate investment as well program is where the funding came from. Next slide, please. With that, we've been able to build capacity through employment opportunities and volunteerism. And the young lady standing there holding the red folder, I was able to hire her for education and outreach. It's Kristen Norman. She's an awesome young lady with an awesome background. And so next slide, please. So we've done many things, but, oh, thank you. Some of the things that we've been able to do as recently, the weekend before last, the Siskiyou Spring Fest, we joined the Forest Service at their table, and were able to talk about fire safe issues. You can see Kristen put together a little good house, bad house display there. The kids were allowed to move the vegetation around to make it work, and there was wooden houses and concrete houses and brick houses, and we would question them as to what was the safest house and land, landscape. Next slide, please. This weekend, we're going to join Rescue Ranch. They're going to have an adoption day, and some of our gals are going to be out there, including Kristen, talking about pet evacuation preparedness. It's a big issue in the lava fire. People were having a hard time getting their pets out, especially their large animals. We're going to talk about dogs and cats on Saturday, but there's some things you can do to be prepared to evacuate your pets. And why is this an issue? There have been fires where some old people would not leave unless they could take their pets with them. So it is, you know, it is a matter of life and death in some circumstances. Next slide, please. And we've also have been going to some workshop for coordinators, and the Fire Safe Council of California is going to be, we hope, adopting Reddy Raccoon. He's really a lot of fun. If you want to go to YouTube, Reddy Raccoon Rap is there, and you'll get a kick out of that. So next slide, please. So we had an opportunity to work with CORE, Community Organized Relief Efforts, and they have come to Siskiyou County. We haven't quite engaged them yet. It's a group of young people who want to do fuel reduction for free. It's not for, they're paid by their organization. It's Sean Penn's organization, and they were established when the Haiti earthquake took place. And now they've extended themselves to wildfire mitigation, and they've already been to Butte County. And they've worked out of some churches there, and they will go to homes and help people who need the help to do their defensible space and their 5-foot zones and home hardening. We have not yet quite got them in our community. They're considering Dunsmuir, Happy Camp, and Yuba City. So we've lobbied for our area. It would be great to have a resource like this. Next slide, please.
Ms. Nova, in regards to Dunsmuir, what does it look like, our chances of getting them for Dunsmuir?
I'm sorry.
What are our chances of getting them for Dunsmuir?
They said pretty good because we were so engaging and the other places weren't as nice as us. So we took them to lunch twice.
Awesome.
And we really tried to, we've been working the angles, but I'm not sure if we're going to get them. And We've told them that Dunsmuir just hasn't got a lot of attention, and they need it, and they're poor, and they need help, and they're highly susceptible to the next wildfire, whereas Happy Camp, they have some resources over there. MCWIC, Mid-Klamath River Watershed Council, is overseeing their program over there, and they have a lot of help. But it's up to them to decide who's most needy, and that's what they're looking at. So, and we did have a meeting with our supervisors on Monday, and we pitched them as well, so we'll see. So they have $200,000 to spend on a community, so we're hoping they'll choose Dunsmuir. So,
with that, maybe to add a little more sugar to it, I know Supervisor Valenzuela, there's a big issue, fire in Dunsmuir. If the county wants to do a letter asking Corps to consider to sugar that a little bit more.
Sure.
If you'd like that.
We'll take that.
I would defer to Supervisor Valenzuela. I mean, I'm sure he would support it.
Yeah.
I think the board would support a ratified letter if we have timeliness on that. Yeah. I know it's a big subject for him. He's not here, so I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's awesome. So what do fire safe councils do? The County Fire Safe Council, we hope, serves as a hub to all of these different entities, landowners and advisors and local community leaders and the tribes. And we don't oversee them. We're here as a resource, and we want to help as much as we can with whatever their needs are, and to bring the group together to be on the same page with that discussion. That being said, you all have an agenda here for a meeting that's coming up tomorrow at 2:00 to discuss outreaches. There's been a few issues where we're walking on each other's toes and feet with outreach opportunities and having the agencies there like CAL FIRE or whoever we need. So CAL FIRE is going to be there to talk about what we need to do to get them to come to our outreach or our meetings or whatever. And then everybody will have an opportunity, who wants to have an opportunity, to put in their 2 cents. And we're going to build a agenda calendar, we hope, an outreach agenda calendar. So we can all be on the same day. We might double up on some days, but at least we will have some organization and coordination on those things. Next slide, please. So what is the Fire Safe Council? We hope that we do speak with one voice, and we are a grassroots community-led organization, and we want to mobilize citizens to protect their homes, communities, environments. We have, go ahead, next slide, 25 fire safe councils in Siskiyou County. So this is what was brought up with the California Fire Safe Council and with our agencies, that they just can't make all of these places and events. So we're hoping that we can group some of these together in order to make it more reasonable and strategic for all these agencies to get together. And we already have formed a South County Wildfire Mitigation Group, and we've come together to plan some fuel reduction projects. We have the RCD and the local fire departments, and we all made a plan on what we're gonna, who was going to apply for what, and where we're going to put these projects, and also CAL FIRE and some of the other agencies were there. So we've got one going, and we hope to be able, we don't want anybody to give up their Fire Safe Council. We just want to try to bring people together to plan together and work together on some of these things that are going on in Siskiyou County. Next slide, please. So one of the things we hope to do is start some FireWise communities instead of Fire Safe Councils. So group some folks together. FireWise communities is a little more difficult to do, but if you go through the process and make the application, you can actually get some insurance reductions. If they see your community as FireWise, you have to meet several criteria in the application. Once you meet those criteria, insurance companies will look at your community and possibly give you some insurance deductions. That's only one thing. There's several other benefits to being a FireWise community. Fire Safe Councils don't provide these. The reason we went with Fire Safe Councils is because they're just easier to do than a FireWise community. Next slide, please. So we have monthly meetings, and we hope you all can join. We're at Facebook. You can go to our Zoom. We're still meeting via Zoom. We plan to do a hybrid soon. We're not sure when. We applied for funds and received them from, next slide, please. We applied for funds and received them. In 2019, we completed the update on our community wildfire protection plan. Funds came from CAL FIRE and the Forest Service. And Julie Titus and her team did the update. Next, please. Keep going. One of the things we need to do besides our CWPP is if you have a project, it needs to be in CAL FIRE's unit plan. Next slide. We do a lot of public outreaches. You can see a few here. We've done Northwest Regional Fire Safe Council conferences 4 times. We did the Spring Fest, Sportsman's Expo, the Fair, 4th of July, Blackberry Festivals. We've put outreaches out on National Fire Safety Week, and we're not the only ones. A lot of the local fire safe councils also do many of these things, so you kind of get a feel for what we do. Next. We want to educate. We put on several workshops. We're going to put on a home hardening workshop. We're going to put on a home inspection workshop soon, so people can look at around their properties to see what they need done. That's coming up in June, and then we're going to do the home hardening in July, and we plan to do a few other workshops as well. Next, please. Here's some of the things we've done in the past, including chainsaw training and insurance forum, and CORE, if they come, they want to do some chainsaw training too, so they can get volunteers to come and help them with these projects, and defensible space training and more. Next slide, please. Fire safe fuel breaks. So besides education and outreach, one thing we have done, the first 10 years we did mostly education, and then monies became available for demonstration projects to show people what these fire safe fuel breaks would look like. And we've gotten several of those. I think we've got over the years maybe 30 grants for water tanks, fuel breaks, and other things. Next slide, please. So as you know, California is ready to go and has been burning for a while. Next slide. In Siskiyou County, this is our fuel rank, and red is not good. It's not representing Christmas. It's representing its high fire danger. Next. And here's our fire threat in Siskiyou County.
Giselle, can I interrupt you just for 1 second?
Sure.
So, and I get the importance of this for fire safe, fuel breaks, whatever it takes. But the insurance companies take this and run with it against homeowners. And how do we push back on that? I mean, I had one constituent call up and say their insurance went up $11,000 a year. Some were getting double, triple. And if they can get insurance at all, how do we push back on that?
We had this insurance commissioner come and talk to our group, and they said they're working on some bills to help make it better, and they're hoping to find some alleviation for us in that realm. We just have to keep pushing back. Go to the insurance commissioner, write letters, tell them, let them know that it's not working and we need some help. The other thing is to get them to reevaluate after, and they sometimes don't. After you do your fuel mitigation, have them come in and say, look, we're fire safe, come on. And sometimes once you're in place with a company, they won't change. We need that to change. If we do the work, they need to give us a reduction. And we need to talk to, the senators, whoever we have, that will listen to us to push back on these things, write letters, talk to them, and see. And again, we can have another meeting with the insurance commissioner to see if we can get anywhere.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next slide, please. And we've had a fire history. This one just shows mostly, this is recent fire history. It shows the west side, which we know has burned prolifically over the last few years. Next slide, please. This is Siskiyou County, I think, since the 30s. We have a large fire history. Next slide, please. And you can see that by the evidence that's all around Siskiyou County. This is just one snag, and this is ancient fire. I would say this was in the 40s. This one took place. Next slide, please. Recent fires, like the lava fire, have come to visit us. Next one. The Antelope Fire. Look, the little bear, he was rescued, he was burned, and I believe he's healed and been released back into the wild. Next slide, please. So the Fire Safe Council of Siskiyou County got some grants, and they field treated around Bray, which is the first map, and Tennant, all the way around Tennant. And we did that in conjunction with the Forest Service, who also have field breaks going, and we were adjacent to what they were doing. So when the antelope fire moved through, according to the Goose Nest Ranger District, it helped to save, these fuel breaks helped to save the town of Tennant, along with some aggressive firefighting. Those firefighters got in there and fought hard. CAL FIRE, the Forest Service, and some local folks who wished to be not named out in Tennant stayed and fought the fire as well and saved their town. I think they lost some structures, they lost the old school, but for the most part, the town was defended because of these fuel breaks. So fuel breaks were, I mean, that was an aggressive wind-driven fire. And I was kind of devastated when I went out there and I said, oh no, it didn't work. And the fire planner, Brandon Defla, says, are you kidding? We would not have been able to save this town had it not been for these fuel breaks. So I'll take his word on that. So next slide, please. So we have about 9 open projects, mostly fuel reduction and one tank and some other things for about $2.5 million worth of grants that we're working with right now. Next slide, please. We've got the pink we're almost done with, 150 acres. The red we're working on, and the others are proposed. We've got a lot of things going on in South County right now. Next slide, please. And then we've also got Juniper Flat. We've got about a couple hundred acres we're working on out there. There's some before and after. That's present, that's ongoing right now. Next slide, please. As well as the Eddie Drive project that just yesterday, I think we did our last acre out there. And there's some before and after of that. Next slide. More before and after on Eddie. Next slide, please. And then we had a multi-communities project, some of which was funded and some of which isn't. We've got Lake Shastina. We've been trying really hard for some time to treat Lake Shastina as it's a large concern of CAL FIRE's. And the blue is the Juniper Flat project that we are working on right now. Next slide, please. And here's just, we'll run through this quickly, some past fuel reduction projects that we've done. This is Bray. You can see how it looks good. Looks a lot better than it did. Go ahead, next one. So we had a defensible space rebate program for a while where if you did your work, you got $400. We've applied for those again and have never been successful in getting another one. But they were highly popular, and we're getting calls still today, people wanting to know if we have that in place. So, you know, we'd love your support for another one. CAL FIRE had a block grant opportunity. OES was going to apply for it. I'm not sure if they did or not. We deferred to them. And I hope if they did, we get it. If not, there will be another opportunity to apply for block grants, which would be 10 acres or less of private homeowners. It doesn't have to be a fuel break. It's just landowner driven. Next. And then we had the in 2010, when we had that big storm and everything came down in Mount Shasta, we were able to, with the county, get a CEQA for the old Rosebeard Mill, and we opened that to the community. That was highly popular. People would like to have that back, but we have not been able. We did it 2 years, and the football team and the Boy Scouts made a little extra money by manning that out there. And it was a good community project. Next. And we'd like to get more biomass disposal projects. I know Ed Valenzuela has worked on some. He's been real good about it. And we need some solutions for our biomass. We've done water tanks. Here's a Pleasant Valley one. Next. This one was out in Hammond's Ranch. This says it's coming soon. It's there. So we're pleased to say that one's done. And we have one that's not mentioned here, also out in Scott Valley, that's almost done. Next. And here's some more. This was Northwest Wairika, before and after. Next. This was South Wairika. Next. This is more South Waurika before and after, during. Next. If you want me to slow down, tell me. Northwest Waurika, you can see the water tank in the back and then where the bushes and brush have been removed to make it more fire safe. Next. Look at that house. I'm looking at it now. Good work is being done. Next. This was the Pleasant Valley Senior Project out in Butte Valley. You can see the little sign, the orange sign before and after. Next. More Pleasant Valley Senior Project. Next. We did some work in Weed. Next. We did some work in Dunsmuir. This was down just south of Manfredi's. Next. More Dunsmuir Project. Next. Here's some past projects. There's the maps of some of the fuel treated areas. Next. And there's the before and afters of those areas. You can see the house behind. You can't see it in the before. Next. Another area we fuel treated. Next. And we did a little bit of prescribed fire down there, plus removed it. A lot of the brush. Next. Another area where we fuel treated. Next. And some before and after there. Next. And some more before and afters. Next. We're almost done. Here's another project we completed. Next. You can see the results there. Next. And the Headwaters project. That was a big one. 250 acres. Next. So that's the end. Any questions or comments?
No, any questions or comments, colleagues?
I just want to thank you guys again for allowing us to apply for that coordinator's grant. It's allowed us to be able to write. We've already written and submitted several grants, and actually were able to sustain ourselves during that time because we were getting money. As before, it would take 40 to 80 hours with two people or more to write these grants, and it was all volunteer. So it's kind of nice to get a little bit of stipend to help with that now. So thank you. And
One question here.
Comment or question with regard to after you've gone in and done an area, are you able to use more prescribed burn to follow up future so that you're not redoing the whole thing in 5 years? Is that possible? Is that ongoing?
We're working on maintenance, and it is a big issue. We've had maintenance workshops. We've talked it over. We hope that the landowners, and we tried to tell them, just get a weed eater. If you get this every year with a weed eater, it won't come back 12-foot and thick manzanita or other brush. So just get out there and do it. But they, some do, but for the most part, they don't. And so education. And then, yes, the RCD and the Prescribed Burn Association, which we partner with, are coming up with projects all the time. They want to help. They want to do these projects and get these things burned. So we're working on it. Done a few things, but we're not where we can sustain our fuel breaks yet. So.
And then my understanding is I think it's Ford Family that is giving providing grants for actual removal versus mastication. Are you applying for any of those? I don't know how widespread it is yet, yeah. But I know it's something new that's coming out.
Well, the removal or plucking of vegetation, the science is not out on it. So some people think it's the best way, and other people think it's not. Of course, if NEPA and CEQA sometimes will not allow for that because it's too ground disturbing. Other times, I've heard some scientists say it's not effective and it doesn't look good, and then others say, yeah, man, that's the way to go. Let's do that. So I don't know. Ray probably has a better opinion on that kind of stuff as a forester.
We're still working through that too. I'd like to. Now here's the thing. I put out for a project and I asked for pulling. And so fuel reduction at that time was 1,500 an acre. Plucking was 40 to 4,500 per acre. And we didn't have the funds for it. So it's a lot more because you have to pull it out, put it in a dump trailer, and take it to a disposal site. Where you hand crew or mastication is chip in place, and it just all goes back on the ground and it helps weeds from coming back up and all that. But at this point, we haven't been able to afford that, and I'm not real sure. There's a lot of opinions on whether it's the best thing or not, so I don't know.
Any other comments from colleagues?
No, I will jump in. I just got back from the governor's task force on forest and fire mitigation.
Yes, thank you for going.
And it was pretty intense and amazing all at the same time. A lot of talk about funding and moving forward with trying to work on exactly these kind of issues. I had dinner with Wade Crowfoot, been to Zero a little bit about what this county needs to survive. Not only the drought, but the intense fires that we've been having. Mm-hmm. So hopefully your grant requests will be heard. We can move forward a little bit more on some of these projects we're trying to do. And we can really move forward with what we're trying to do with prescribed burns and all the other projects. And trying to, especially with keeping the boundaries together with private and public land, and I know we've tried to do that in the past, is trying to marry those two. That's what CAL FIRE tries to do a lot.
Right, and Forest Service does too.
Yeah, same thing. So trying to do those together is really important, and I think we'll be heard a little bit more. I hope that's
the point. Yeah. Well, we work closely with CAL FIRE and Forest Service in planning our projects, and you know, traditionally, the funds have gone other places. We haven't been recognized like Southern California has. And so I thank you for that. We need to get the word out that we need to be funded up here in Siskiyou County because we're probably one of the highest fire dangers as far as land mass. We just don't have population. We're only 44,000 people as compared to 44 million or more in some of these cities. So we need the recognition. We need them to say that they will give us something to help us out up here. So,
no, thank you. And just coming on the Tennant fire, I think it's a lesson learned for some that even though the fuel break was there and the fire still went through, it gave the firefighters a fighting chance. And
exactly.
That's the goal of the fuel break.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, thank you for your presentation.
Well, thank you guys for your support.
We will recess as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convene as the Flood Control Water Conservation District. Item number 7, any public comment, Ms. Amy?
None
in house. Consent agenda?
Move to approve.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Sorry, we do have one online.
Oh, you do? Okay, one public comment. Looks like a Mr. Nick Jocelyn.
Battery 30%.
California. I was just reading this letter. I think it really ties in pretty closely to what you guys are working on in the Scott Valley with respect to consideration for ag wells. And I think it's probably time the county truly consider the impact to our groundwater that ag wells have, not only in the Scott Valley, but throughout the entire county. Thank you.
Which of my colleagues on the consent agenda?
I move to approve.
A second.
A motion and a second.
Excuse me, Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Kopsev?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye. Amendment approval?
I've heard no corrections or changes for the minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Director.
I'm sorry, we'll do the roll call.
Director Haupt?
Abstain. I was absent at that.
Okay. Director Kopsev?
Aye.
Director Ogren?
Aye.
And Director Chris?
Aye. We will adjourn as the Flood Control Water Conservation District, reconvene as the Board of Supervisors, And a hot topic, item 8A, drought declaration. Is there any motions to extend or terminate?
Move to extend.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Hill?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff?
Aye.
Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 9, under the county clerk. Some of you might wonder, I paused because on the recording it makes it easier. They have to break my stuff, so you'll hear me stutter a little bit. That's be my excuse. Under appointments, county clerk, Shasta Valley Resource Conservation
District. Yes. Shasta Valley Resource Conservation District has had a vacant position. It's been vacant for a while. We did, at the clerk's office, do a reposting of that vacancy. This would be for an open term ending November 26, 2022. We did our normal process for posting as well as asking, and the district did post the notice of vacancy within the district boundaries on May 2, 2022. There, at the time the worksheet was created, we said we did not have a letter of interest, but we did, and it took a little bit of doing, but we did figure out between the clerk's office and the district itself that, let me find his name here, hang on. Michael Lewis, or Luis, from he's a Montague resident, that he does live within the district and is an active voter, and he's the only one we've received a letter of interest from, and he would be eligible to fill the vacancy.
Okay. I understand, was that on the agenda packet?
No, it wasn't. We were still working with the district and making sure that he lived within the right area.
I'm pretty sure I know where he lives. And the district was approving it?
Yes. Yeah, we got confirmation from them as well that that his, the way the map is laid out, there's some exclusion areas, and we had to verify that he wasn't in that exclusion area. So.
And then he's right on the boundary between Cobb and I, so I would be happy to make the motion. Or
sure, no, it's fine.
I'm happy either way. All right. I'll make the motion to approve.
And that's to appoint Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Okay. Supervisor Hal?
Aye.
Supervisor Kobzeff?
Aye.
Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Thank you.
Appointment of Behavioral Health Services?
Yes, we just needed to post a vacancy. We had one gal reappointed recently, but she's moved out of the area, so this created a vacant position. And at this time, we have nobody that the BHS board has recommended for appointment, although we have had a letter of interest. I'm just waiting to hear back from them. If we could continue this to another date, that would be great.
All right. Do you need a motion on that, or just a...
Just let me know. It's continued. It'd be fine.
Okay. Yeah. See nodding heads.
Okay.
And then Grenada Fire Protection District.
Yes, in Grenada Fire Protection District, this was due vacant position, unscheduled, and it's due to Charles Cash resignation. This is for a short term ending December 1, 2022. Of course, the clerk's office did our posting as we normally do, and the district was asked to post within their boundaries, and they did that on April 22nd. And at this point, we received no letters of interest. And I want to say this is the last opportunity for the board to appoint to fill.
What's that? The district.
For the board to appoint.
Our board?
I believe so. Right. But I can certainly verify that, and maybe if we need to continue, can I bring that back after closed?
Right.
I'll just verify with my office.
That'll work. That sounds fine. Yeah.
That was one thing I did forgot to ask this morning. I asked if anybody had applied, and nobody had, but whether or not we can continue.
Yeah, we'll do that. You might have to remind me.
Yes.
That would be great.
I'll leave it out where I can look at it.
Minute approval?
And
any corrections?
Board of Supervisors, I've received no corrections for those minutes.
Motion approved.
Motion. I'll second.
Okay. Supervisor Hall?
Abstaining. I was absent.
Supervisor Kobzeff?
Aye.
Supervisor Oberyn?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. And then with this, if you're fine with it, Mr. Chair, probably do about Shasta Ski Park because I see they're here. First, is anyone here for Grenada Town Center? For county purchasing? Mm-hmm. Oh, we do. Staff? I might do Mount Shasta first, though.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you, Ms. Lawson. I'll do item 11. Do you need a break, Ms. Wendy?
No.
We'll do item 11D.
It's a very large packet.
And we'll do rush ask the item 11D for those online. It'll be community development planning, the Mount Shasta Ski Park use permit.
Make sure that this is a continued public hearing. So, okay, it is.
So we'll do the.
There's additional comments.
Comments? Okay.
So for the record, we've received additional comments.
24 additional comments.
Okay.
And they're all packaged together, correct?
All right, all right.
If you'll pass those out.
Absolutely. So we'll open the hearing by the chairman and then read the order of presentation.
All right. Good morning, Supervisors. Haley Lang, Deputy Director of Planning. This item before you all today is the second reading for the zone change to amend the plan development zoning for the Mount Shasta Ski Park project. The amendment includes an amended plan development master plan document and also an associated subsequent mitigated negative declaration. Since this is the second reading, there is also a resolution to approve the use permit, so it retroactively approves the use permit for the construction of the ski lift. And with that, I'll close my presentation and happy to answer any comments.
Just to follow the order,
mm-hmm.
Presentation of correspondence, which we've received.
And the clerk's office has received no additional, in addition to what Haley handed us.
All right. Yeah, we were just going through that. And then presentation of reports or arguments by any other county departments or public agencies. Seeing none, none online, Ms. Haley?
Sure, none online.
Opponents' arguments?
Showing none online.
Opponents' arguments?
Showing none online.
Any public comments?
Showing none online.
There'll be no rebuttals since there's nothing then initially. With this, Ms. Wendy, I shall close the hearing and discussion or motions by board members. And I'd be happy, if the colleagues are all right, but I'd be happy to make the motion.
Second. Okay. Okay. All righty. Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
Congratulations for your work.
Thank you.
We hear from all of us, but congratulations for your work.
Thank you.
Thank you for working with us. I know there's a process we have to follow by state law, so.
Well, working with the planning department with both Rick and Haley was a great experience for all of us. They did a good job, kept us in line, and guided us through the process. And I want to thank you personally for that.
Yeah, of course.
It was a journey, a lot of back work done by our staff, and to work with them to finish this up was a pleasure.
Thank you. It's nice to have a happy customer, thank you.
And sir, if I can get...
It's nice to get something moving forward to the county, especially in South County.
Yeah.
And if I can get your name for the record, sir?
My name is Jim Mullins.
Thank you.
General Manager.
General Manager, thank you.
All right, with that, Ms. Lawson, I'll go ahead and do item 11B now. Are you here also for item 11A?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start in order then, because it's better to go in order. And I believe A comes before B. So we'll do item 11A, which is the Secure Rural Schools program. So I'll open the hearing on this, Ms. Wendy.
Yep.
And then reading the word presentation.
Yep, this is a public hearing to seek input on the use of Secure Rural Schools Title III funding, and it looks like it's for fiscal years 19-20 as well as fiscal year 2021.
Presentation of staff report.
Good morning, Sherry Lawson, Deputy County Administrator, Chief Fiscal Officer. I am here today seeking authorization to utilize fiscal year 2019-2020 and 2021 Secure Rural Schools and Community Self-Determination Act Title III funding for reimbursement to the county for its costs relating to training, equipment, search and rescue, and emergency response activities on federal land. Funds under Title III can be utilized to carry out activities under the FireWise Communities Program, reimburse the participating county for search and rescue and other emergency services, including firefighting and law enforcement patrols, cover training costs and equipment purchases directly related to the emergency service, develop and carry out community wildfire protection plans, and provide or expand access to broadband telecommunication services. I have identified multiple eligible expenses that the county may be reimbursed for, a few items, not to say there aren't many, include salary and wages of employees who were deployed during fires the county has experienced over the last few years, replacements of supplies expended during emergencies, communication costs, OES expenses, firefighting and patrol costs during emergencies on federal lands, emergency response trainings, and search and rescue expenses. The administration office released a 45-day public comment notice on the proposed use of the funds, which was printed in our local newspaper and posted at the Government Center, and we did not receive any public comments during that period.
Presentation of any correspondence?
None at the clerk's level.
Proponents?
Showing none online.
Opponents?
None online.
Any public comments?
Showing none online.
Do you know rebuttals? I'll keep the hearing open. No, I close.
Don't need to.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Okay. Close this hearing. A discussion or motions from board members?
Second. Question. This will bring back some funds possibly to the general fund. Is that correct?
Yes.
That have been expended.
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Popsack?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 11B.
Thank you, Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator, Policy, Procurement, and Natural Resources. And this was to be the second reading.
Oh, sorry, Ms. Wendy.
Just a sec. We just need to officially open the hearing.
Open the hearing.
Thank you. We missed a step.
Open the hearing?
Yep, we're good.
And already read the presentation, so go ahead.
Oh, yes, go ahead. This is a...
Okay.
Yeah, we go.
Thank you. This was going to be the second reading of this ordinance, but we do have one change that I conferred with County Council, and it was determined that it would be best to take this back to the first reading, and I will read in that change. On the first page of the ordinance at item C, where it states that informal bids, and then it would be the fourth line where it reads, and no one hundredths, $5,000, and no more than $25,000, it should say, and no more than $25,000 to accurately reflect the threshold for informal bids to make it consistent with our policy. So it is a one-word change to add the word no, but since it does change the ordinance more than just a correction, we will take this back to the first reading.
All right. With that, proponents, we'll just go back to the first reading, and you want to stop there?
The public hearing's open, so you can go through the presentation, correct?
Okay, sure. Okay, proponents, opponents?
Showing none online.
Public comment?
Showing none online.
No rebuttals. Continue this hearing, Ms. Wendy?
Correct. That would help us in keeping it open. And
you need a motion for a first reading?
Our next meeting is the 14th, and I know we've got a few public hearings already, but this one's pretty short, so
if we
bring it on the 14th, would be fine.
Do you need a motion from my colleagues?
You want to adopt it on first reading and then also continue for second reading?
Absolutely, if it's okay to do that.
No, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Motions for my colleagues?
So moved.
Second.
And that's to approve first reading and continue.
With the addition of no, yes.
Right, right. And continue to this June 14th. Alrighty, Sue.
And then that motion includes waiving reading of the ordinance.
Yeah, thank you. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
So I see the agenda worksheet had 1 minute, so I got it done in three, but I timed myself there.
My fault. I apologize.
No, that's fine. No. Putting pressure on the chair up here, geez. All right, I can breathe now. And no, well done, thank you. With that, we'll do item 11C, Planning Division. This is the Granita Town Center. Mr.
And this is
opening of hearing.
Thank you. Real quick, this is a first reading of a zone change ordinance. This is to change approximately 1.16 acres from Town Center CC to Light Industrial MM, and it's property located at 712 4th Street in Granada.
Ms. Chair.
Thank you. As Wendy mentioned, this is a rezone from a commercial district to an industrial district. The project applicant is requesting this zone change in order to facilitate the use of the property for a mini storage facility, which is only allowed in industrial districts, specifically either the light industrial district, which is what we are proposing to change this district to, or in the heavy industrial district. The project site is in Granada, and it's bordered by Siskiyou Boulevard on the west, 4th Street to the north, and then the railroad tracks to the east. Neighboring parcels have a wide variety of zoning districts, including light industrial, and they are developed in the area. Staff is proposing that this project be found consistent with the zoning and general plan for this site, and because there's no substantial evidence that the proposed zone change may have a significant effect on the environment, staff is recommending that the project be found exempt from CEQA pursuant to the common sense exemption. In addition to the existing facilities and new construction or conversion of small structures exemption, as the project site is already developed with a barn. No comments about this project have been received by planning staff for this meeting, and a recommended motion is in the project or packet. Thank you.
Presentation of arguments or evidence by the staff or public agencies? Seeing none. Proponents?
Showing none online.
Opponents?
Showing none online.
Public comments?
Showing none online.
We have no rebuttals. Discussion by board members.
There's no correspondence at the clerk.
Oh, sorry, no
either.
Correspondence.
Thank you.
Discussion or motions from board members.
I'll make the recommended motion.
And that would be to continue this to the 14th as well, or do we want to move it to the 21st?
Let's go to the 14th.
14? Okay.
Sorry.
Alrighty, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
And we are keeping the hearing open, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to do it now. Is there any board and staff reports that want to be shared?
I don't have a board report. I have, a request for the next meeting.
Okay.
The state of California has announced it has a $100 billion surplus, and I think it would be appropriate for the board to at least consider a letter to Governor Newsom with regard to bringing current back state PILT taxes on state land-owned lands, not only in Siskiyou, but statewide, since there is a surplus, and also the consideration of Williamson Act funding, even if it's short-term to all counties, not just Siskiyou, obviously.
No, I think it's a fair request.
Yeah, they're rolling in the dough, they're saying, so catch up your back taxes, at least.
Any other reports from colleagues? Everyone's good?
I want to congratulate you for your nomination of Citizen of the Year for Deep Valley.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, and on a happy note, I have nothing for board reports of my idea. Thank you, Supervisor Overton. With that, we're going to go into closed session, everybody. So we'll start kicking everybody out of the room.